Trump's response has been really, really frightening. The whole thing has been kind of parlayed into a kind of racist narrative. This guy, the shooter, was clearly just a kind of violent, completely deranged,
but he,
you know.
The FBI is saying he was inspired by, not organised by, but inspired
exactly,
by
but,
IS.
You know, literally anybody who wants to shoot a load of people could say, I've been inspired by IS. I mean,
don't you think that at least deserves some kind of recognition?
He's a regular at the club. This
right.
is nothing to do with IS. This is to do with his own personal demons and him shooting a load of people. You know, there's nothing to do with an
so
organised...
So the fact that Obama can't even bring himself to say the words Islamic terrorism, radical Islamism, is fine by you?
I just think it's really idiotic to buy into somebody's completely specious narrative.
So you wouldn't even run it in the coverage?
Well, I would say this guy is pretending to be affiliated to IS in order to... Well, it does matter, actually, because if you're going to take seriously...
As a journalist, you just report. The FBI is saying he was inspired by IS. You wouldn't report that?
As a journalist, you've got to actually look critically at what's going on.
So you know more than the FBI? Wow, the Guardian is a powerful organ.
Nick, listen, you just did a complete leapfrog of what I actually said, which I have to say is unlike you. The fact is, anybody...
You don't know me well enough.
Anybody perpetrating a violent act could say, I took my inspiration from this incredibly violent group.
And that's worth exploring, is it not?
Well, it's worth saying that it's not worth panicking about.
Who said panic?
Because anybody could say, you know, it's actually dignifying. It's dignifying the act to affiliate it with something...
Dignifying? It to affiliate it with IS? Where's the dignity in
IS? It because you're making it sound like a network of organised...
No, I said inspired, not arranged, not organised, not put together. Inspired. So what is the evil mantra perpetrated by IS that gets into this bloke's head? Surely that's worth looking at.
You see that any deranged person who wants to kill a load of people could say, I've been inspired by IS, just as a white supremacist could say, I've been inspired by the works of Adolf Hitler.
Absolutely.
You know, an animal rights activist.
Voices in my head for the Yorkshire Ripper.
Yeah,
Satan's
exactly.
telling me to do it.
Exactly.
But
so,
you report it and you assess it and address it.
We just did assess it and address it.
But
and
that's
we concluded.
Racist.
No, I'm not saying it was racist.
But if I was Donald Trump, I am racist.
Well, did you hear what Donald Trump actually said?
He said
these people are going to keep on coming.
Yeah, and the bloke was born in America anyway. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
completely
of
wrong.
Of course it's ridiculous. So hang on a second. Have you just conceded literally everything I said?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you totally have.
No, not at all.
You totally accepted that Donald Trump made a racist remark.
Obama has to say these words.
Yeah, but we weren't even talking about Obama. No. We were talking about Donald Trump.
But Trump, and Trump's one of his main attacks is Obama will not recognise the problem.
Okay, but Trump also made a racist slur on the entire people, on the entire Muslim people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
what,
you know.
Building a wall, you mean, and all that nonsense for the Mexicans and banning all Muslims. That's mad.
No, his statement this morning, or last night, whenever it was in America, that these people will keep on coming. He is reframing this in racist terms, and that's really, really serious.
Well, he's also playing wrong as regards this individual, though his father, of course, went to the United States.
Well,
but this individual was born in the US.
Yeah, and his father said this has nothing to do with religion. This
his
is to do with...
also seems a bit of a rum chap as well.
His father seems a bit rum. But his father and his ex-wife said this has nothing to do with religion because this guy was just unhinged.